The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
It's one of the best days of the year. Sub-state championship Saturday. Welcome back to Sabetha High School for our first game today in Class 3A. As it's a girls' championship in a battle of Big 7 League and Nemaha County rivals. The Sabetha Blue Jays on their home court will be the visitors on the scoreboard as the number 2 seed, taking on the top seed, the Nemaha Central Thunder. A full slate of championship basketball across the MSC Sports Radio Network this afternoon, with games at 2 p.m. and later at 5 p.m. as well this evening. Glad to have you along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Luke, joined by Logan Bitterman and also Kellen Russell. And just to my right, the sounds of the Sabetha High School Pep Band that you'll enjoy throughout the evening, and hopefully it won't drown us out, but adding to the atmosphere and a few more fans in the stands, as it truly doesn't get a whole lot better than this. A trip to the state tournament is what these teams are vying for here today, looking to extend their season into next week. And for the Nemaha Central girls, they went 24-0 last year. They are 21-1 this year. So a record of 45 wins and only one loss in the last two seasons. And that one loss came to Sabetha earlier this year on February the 9th. Sabetha won in Seneca by a final score of 41-31. Nemaha Central, under the 11th-year head coach Haddon Hilchin, who surpassed 200 wins in Seneca earlier this season, looks to avenge that loss in the rubber match here tonight as Nemaha Central tries to beat Sabetha on their home court for the second time this season. The Sabetha Lady Blue Jays are led by second-year head coach Nate Bauman, of course a longtime assistant coach under Alex McAfee. The Lady Blue Jays, 20 wins against only 2 losses on the season. These are the top 2 teams in the Big 7 League, and you could make a case 2 of the top few teams in the entire state in Class 3A. Kellen Russell is a graduate of Sabetha High and a basketball athlete that competed in games like this. We've talked about it all week. Maybe a bit of pressure, but the excitement. And here we are now on Saturday when it's sub-state championship day and you're that close of doing what you've kind of worked for all season and punching that ticket to state. It's a great day for a broadcaster. Pretty sure most of the fans are jacked up. What's it like to be a player on a day like this?
Yeah, it's a great feeling waking up knowing that you're playing to go to state and then really not playing with fans all year. Then you come into this nice new gym with fans basically packed to the top as much as they can. It's just a good feeling when they come out and hear the roars and yells. And then only being 20 miles away is just another benefit. You all know each other. You might not like each other on the court, but off the court it's a pretty good feeling. So it's a good atmosphere. It's, like you've mentioned before, 4 years in a row with these teams playing each other in sub-state, it's a pretty good rivalry.
That the girls have not been to state since 2016. They played second that year. They've been denied a trip returning to the state tournament the last 4 years, as Kellen just mentioned, because Nemaha Central has been to the 3A state tournament the last 4 years, and they have been in the Sabetha sub-state. So the Thunder trying to make it a fifth consecutive trip to the state tournament where they finished undefeated a season ago. This should be a great matchup here tonight. We're going to take a quick timeout here on the pregame show brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest Best Prime Rib every Friday and Saturday night. Boomer Steakhouse off Highway 75 in Holton. We'll get you the starting lineups when we return here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Midwest Best Prime Rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back to Sabatha High School with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell with you. It's Sabatha and Nemaha Central meeting for the third time, the rubber match, and this one for the sub-state championship. Let's check the starting lineups tonight. They're brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview with a great lineup of new and used vehicles on the lot in Fairview and online at holthouseautohouse.com. As mentioned, Sabatha is on their home court, but they are the visitors on the scoreboard here this evening as Sabatha 20-2, the number two seed in the Navy Blues under head coach Nate Bauman. The starters for Sabatha tonight will include Emily Krebs, a 5'5 junior, in the backcourt with Melina Schumann, a 5'8 senior. Also starting is Cameron Wessel, a 5'8 senior at the small forward. And inside for Sabatha, it's Leah Renier, a 5'10 senior, and Nicole Stahlbaumer, a 6-foot senior. Stahlbaumer, Renier, Wessel, Schumann, and Krebs for the Lady Jays, who are 20 wins against 2 losses on the season. And they are led by Renier, 13 points and 7 rebounds per game. Schumann averages 12 and is coming off 22 points in the overtime semifinal win on Thursday. It's about to beat Royal Valley in the rubber match of that series. 44-41 was that final. Now for the Nemaha Central Thunder in their home whites tonight for head coach Haddon Hilton in his 11th season. They are the number one seed. They beat Jeff West 60-37 on Thursday night in their semifinal after both these teams had easy opening round wins over Oskaloosa and Pleasant Ridge. Here's the starters for Nemaha Central tonight. It's Hannah Mackey, a 5'5 senior in the backcourt with Cassidy Corby, a 5'8 senior. Starting on the wing is Ella Larkin, a 5'8 sophomore for the Lady Thunder. Inside, it's Riley Roddinghouse, a 6'2" senior, and rounding out the starting lineup for the Nemaha Central Lady Thunder is Addie Holthouse, Tarrant Gamstrom, a 5'4" junior. So Gamstrom, Corby, Mackey in the backcourt with Larkin and Roddinghouse for Nemaha Central. Their record, 21 wins against only one loss this year. In fact, only one loss the last 2 years, and that, of course, came against Sabatha. Thunder in the home whites with the blue letters, purple trim. Sabatha in the road Navy Blues with the white numerals and letters. We're just about to tip it off. We owe you one more timeout. Our lineup's presented by Holthouse Auto House, and when we come back, it'll be the opening tip. The winner goes to the State 3A tournament.
which will start on Monday next week with a quarterfinal home game for the winner of this, either Sabetha or Nemaha Central. Coming back here in 90 seconds on KMZA.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Get your garden seed this year at Souther Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Souther Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Souther Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Souther Building Supply in Seneca. KMZA.
We're ready for Substate Championship basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Besides the live radio broadcast here on 92.1 KMZA, we have live audio and video on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Listen live and select the Sabetha channel. Blue Jays will start with the basketball, going right to left on your dial here in the first half. Emily Krebs up top to Nicole Stahlbomber, now over to Cameron Wessel. Around the screen, she's called for the travel, working around the screen there by Nicole Stahlbomber. So Sabetha turns it over on their first possession here this evening. Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell. Mike Bitterman running the cameras. The Sabetha channel up and running live. You can check it out there. Nemaha Central's first possession. They get it inside. Now they give back to Corby. A tough turnaround jumper off the glass. No, the rebound tipped, and Corby gets it back for Nemaha Central. She'll send it up top to Gamstrom, and now Hannah Mackey had that shoulder injury, has battled through it and trying to gut it out through Substate here all this week. Corby, tough catch in the lane around Stahlbomber. She gets a lot of attention. The kick out to Mackey. Going to shoot a three. And this one off the back iron, no good. Tipped by Melinda Schumann. Good job as Corby actually had inside position, but Schumann able to tip it. And here come the Blue Jays. Both teams have had a possession. Nobody scored. 1 minute gone by. Wessel on the left wing. Takes it to the top. Nemaha Central is man-to-man defensively. Pass back to Minnie Schumann, coming off a huge game on Thursday. She drives, lost the handle, tried to scoot it to Stahlbomber. Schumann gets it back. Krebs up top, feeds Wessel, thought about a three. Now the pass over to Schumann, one-on-one against Gamstrom. Pops a triple, hit it! Minnie from downtown, a tray to start the day. Schumann has made 38 three-point baskets on the year. Here's Nemaha Central. It's Mackey who missed the three, and they will work against a 2-3 Blue Jays zone defense. Gamstrom up top. Bounce pass to Corby. The leading scorer for Nemaha, 16 points per game. Bodynouse gets a touch. Kicks it out. Now they skip it to Mackey on the near side. Corby will reset things. Bodynouse, a nice size advantage inside. They got in a bit of foul trouble in Seneca when Sabetha won against Nemaha. Corby also held quiet that night to only 8 points. Here's Bodynouse down low. Turnaround jump shot good for Riley Rodinhouse, and it's 3-2 Blue Jays lead. I feel like paint touches for Nemaha Central. Getting Rodinhouse touches and involved in the offense is a big key for Haddon Hilton's squad. Stahlbomber up top. She gets the start tonight in place of Mary Lukert, who started on Thursday. A little bit different matchup. Here's Renier. Tried to bounce it to Schumann on a cut to the basket, but let her a little bit too much. It's turnover number two on Sabetha. I don't know how you wouldn't have nerves in a game like this. Your rival, Substate Championship, season on the line, biggest crowd you played in front of in over a year. Gamstrom, that's a steal. Leah Renier took it away. First Thunder turnover. Renier up the court all the way. Rings it up and in. Rainier had a huge game. 22 points when they beat Nemaha Central in Seneca on February the 9th. Rainier gets it loose here, and it's a 5-2 lead off the Thunder turnover. Mackey hands it to Corby, and now Ganstrom back to Cassidy. Top of the key as Wessel steps out on her. Wessel scoots by the screen set by Roddy. Now it's the ball to the far corner. Sabatha has it, but on the floor. And a jump ball. Coach Bauman not wanting to use a timeout, as those could be more important in the second half or down the stretch. So Nemaha Central will keep the basketball, but down three with 4:54 to go here in quarter number one. Lob it in, now back to Mackey, an open three, far corner, it's in and out, rebounded by Melina Schumann. Schumann clears the glass, Mackey's missed her first couple of trays, and then nearly got a steal, it was deflected by Mackey, and out of bounds, so they'll stay with Sabatha. Officials talking about this when the question was whether Krebs touched it after Mackey had deflected it, they changed the call, and Krebs isn't going to argue, I think they got that one right. It's the third turnover on Sabatha, and a good job by the officials to get together and try to get that call right.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that was awesome, Sabatha, too. So, good call.
Mackey up top, Thunder trying to get it going offensively. Down low to Roddy Nows, kick out an open three. This time, Ganstrom, it's no good long. Rainier trying to get to the rebound and poked out of bounds by Ella Larkin. Larkin had the huge night Thursday, scored 15 against Jeff West as Nemaha had beaten the Tigers by single digits a couple times and then blew them out here on Thursday night. Nemaha Central's won six games in a row. Since that loss to Sabatha, they started the year 15-0. Battle-tested through the Top Gun tournament in Wellsville, as well as the Big 7 League. And here's Wessel sliding that pivot foot into the lane. A travel, and now four turnovers for Sabatha here in the first 4 minutes. Speaking of win streaks, Sabatha's now won 10 consecutive games, including that overtime thriller against Royal Valley here on Thursday night. Starting five still out there for both these teams, but a player waiting to check in. That's Luker for the Jays. Mackey has it on the left wing. Nemaha's missed their first three shots behind the half moon. They shoot just under 30%. Actually, both teams under 30% from the perimeter. Ganstrom on the right baseline. Larkin takes a look. Finds Roddy now to the high post, but that's knocked away. Stolen. Second turnover on Nemaha Central. The Blue Jays and the Navy Blues going right to left. The visitors on the scoreboard leading 5-2. 3 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the first. At the foul line, Rainier takes it strong left side. A block and a foul as Riley Roddy now came to help. 70 block shots this season for Riley Roddy now. But right now, she just picked up our first foul of this contest, and it'll send Rainier to the line to shoot two. Rainier 54% this season, and the free throw there is no good. Nemaha, a little bit better free throw shooting team in Sabatha. The Blue Jays about 55% this year. Nemaha's over 60% as a team, and they made a lot of them against Jeff West the other night. Both free throws missed by Rainier, so it remains a 5-2 Sabatha lead. Approaching the 3:20 mark here in the first. Addie Holthouse in, a 5'10 sophomore for Nemaha Central, and we mentioned the sophomore Mary Lukert in there for the Lady Blue Jays. Thunder trying to find some offense. Roddy now has their only 2 points here in the first 5 minutes. Mackey up top, near side Ganstrom, thought about the three. Mackey thought about it as well. Now drives, wanting to kick it up top as the Thunder have missed their first three behind the arc. But Coach Hilton will tell them to keep shooting, see if they can get a paint touch. Stahlbomber working to body up on Roddy now down low. All the action around the perimeter for Nemaha Central. Just about the fans applauding, appreciating the defense here by their squad in that 2-3 zone. Giving up only 31 points a game on the year is just about the knee. Good shot, but the rebound. Ganstrom to the basket. No. Another offensive rebound and a foul against Sabatha as Nemaha gets twice on the offensive glass. And they'll keep the ball here underneath their own goal, down by three. First foul against Sabatha, and it's on Leah Rainier. Mackey to trigger it in. Waiting and looking, and then finding Roddy Nows for an open layup on the left side. Roddy Nows set the screen, and then she turned, and she was open. She got it. She shot it. She scored. And the Thunder are within 4-1. 5-4 the count. 2:20 to go here in the quarter. Lukert on the left wing. Really struggled shooting it. In fact, didn't have a point. And over on Thursday night, Krebs drives, Stahlbomber wide open, right elbow, shot no good. Rebound Sabatha. Krebs got in there to get it. Now Lukert over to Schumann. I know that's about the coaching staff would love to see Mary come out and hit a shot here in this game. Give her a little confidence back. They need her. She'll get the ball here from Schumann and cut into the paint. She'll put it up, and she'll miss it off to the left side, but another offensive board. Renier, shot blocked by Roddy now. Here come the Thunder with a chance to take the lead. Corby, so quick with the basketball, kicks it over to Mackey. Now up top to R&R. Near side it comes to Ganstrom, and the clock rolls at a minute 40 here in the first quarter. Sabetha by one. Roddy now has just got a clean block on Renier, despite the Blue Jays getting a couple offensive rebounds, so both teams really crashing the glass. Game that you got to leave it all on the line, no doubt. Holthaus, Ganstrom, Mackey, Roddy House, and Corby out there for Coach Ilchin. Mackey top of the key, cut off by Luker. Kicks it out to Ganstrom. Ganstrom wants to drive, but kicks out of bounds. That's off the Omaha Central. Third turnover on the Thunder. Sabetha's turned it over four times, and now Coach Adam Ilchin going to come with full court pressure. How will Sabetha handle this? And a travel. Well, that answers our question, at least initially, as Krebs double-team tried to step through him and take off, but she's called for the walk, and that's five turnovers on the Lady J. 71 seconds to go in the quarter. Thunder looking to take the lead. They get it into Roddinghaus. Hands it back to Ganstrom. Sabetha by one. Hackey's got it. Schumann hit an early three to get the Blue Jays on the scoreboard. Now a drive baseline, and the shot rolls in by Cassidy Corby. Thunder lead by one. Here's Schumann trying to push it ahead. Has the numbers, but it's knocked free by Corby. On the deck, Mackey at it. She turns over. Krebs covers it up. And we get a timeout, but Krebs has the basketball. Officials going to get together and talk this one. A whistle to give Coach Ilchin a timeout, but Krebs is the one that had the basketball. She had wrestled it away there on the floor. This will be interesting with 47 seconds left here in the first. Going to call the coaches together, and I think they're going to give Sabetha the ball here. We've had one jump ball in this game. Nemo Central got that one, and Sabetha had it to begin the contest. In for the Thunder's McKinsey Henry, a 5'6 junior. Another great job by the officials to get together there, and I think, again, made the right call. Some of the best. Got Matt Galley and Rick Weber. We've seen this crew the last few nights. Done a fantastic job. Luker. Oh, threw it away. Krebs is coming at her. Luker threw the pass to the other side. And that's six turnovers now against Sabetha. Only one foul on each team. Will the Thunder maybe hold for one shot here? Coach Ilchin signals in the play call with his team leading 6-5. Mackey bounces it to Corby. Quickly down though, Roddy now turns with that left-handed hook shot, no good. And a nice rebound by Schumann. This is going to be over the back on Addie Holthaus. As Schumann had rebounding position, but now the Blue Jays have to again break this full-court pressure. Sabetha will return Cameron Wessel to the lineup. And Stahlbaumer gets a break as well as Abby Russell, a senior, comes in off the Blue Jay bench. Also now for Nemaha Central, Ella Larkin will come in, give Roddy now the rest here at the end of the first quarter. Great coaching by these two class act guys. Schumann mishandled the inbound. So sometimes the pressure doesn't force the turnover, but just the thought of it can get in your mind. I think that's what happened that time, and Schumann just didn't catch it cleanly and fumbled it out of bounds. Seven turnovers now in Sabetha. Roddy now back in for this offensive possession at the end of the quarter. Lobbed to Corby at the foul line. Got a screen. She shoots. She missed it short. Rebound. Touched out of bounds by Roddy now. So it's the best of all. And again, Holthaus going to come in. And Roddy now goes out to rest at the end of this first frame. 20 seconds to go. The boys 3A sub-state championship here in Sabetha is between Royal Valley and Marysville later this afternoon at 5. Renier about lost it, double-teamed, gets it to Wessel, takes off, two-on-one, nice pass to Russell, didn't shoot, out to Schumann, who does fire with 8 seconds left, that barely drew iron, the ball saved in by Wessel, Corby's got it, 3 seconds left, Corby, the ball's kicked, and that's the end of the quarter. Wow. This is what we expected, right, fellas?
Yeah.
6-5, Nemaha Central Girls leading Sabetha after 8 minutes of basketball. We return in 1 minute on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you won a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Welcome back, studio engineer, the captain, Kirk Kilman. He's in control. Justin Fluke alongside Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell here in Sabathia. A double dribble called against the Blue Jays, who had the ball to begin the second quarter. But, man, that's 8 turnovers now against Sabathia. With that number, they're probably fortunate to be only down by 1 right now.
Yes, they are. They've been playing great defense, just like they did last night against Royal Valley, or 2 nights ago against Royal Valley. But they got to get some offense going, I think.
Thunder trying to get their offense going as well. Ganstrom quickly to Mackey. Her third three-point try of the night. Bingo! The third time is the charm. Mackey with the triple. That's her 21st of the season. And now Nemaha's biggest lead of the game is 9-5. Reset the lineups here in a moment. As Schumann, Krebs, Russell still out there. Rinier and Wessel right now for Coach Nate Bauman. Bounce pass into Rinier. Tough catch. Lost the handle. Picked up by Russell. Wessel near side now to Krebs. Back to Cameron. That's a three-point shot. It's long off the back iron. But Krebs chases down the rebound. I love it when those small little pesky short guards get those rebounds. It's all heart and hustle. Here's a three by Schumann. Deep in front of the Thunder bench. No good. Rebound Rinier. Goes up. Sells the foul. They both teams could have their share of offensive rebounds so far in this game. And the Blue Jays going to get our first two free throw. No, Rinier shot two earlier and missed him, excuse me. Emaugh's not attempted any, but Sabetha's 0 for 2 at the line. The foul on Ella Larkin, her first team foul number 3 on the Thunder. And Rinier missed another free throw. Man. Leah leading Sabetha in points and rebounds in her senior campaign. Second free throw, and that one's no good, but a rebound by Schumann. So that's on the window again. Here's Schumann to the basket, and missed the shot. Rebound, Nemaha has it. Good job by Rinier to kind of lit off there and avoid the foul. Corby into the half court. Cassidy slams on the brakes, and a traveling on Ella Larkin. That's turnover number 4 on Nemaha, so not near as many, but you know, we've seen quite a few travelings and double dribbles. Maybe players just a little tense. Still Kellen trying to do things a bit too quickly at times.
Yeah, this crowd's getting them a little out of their comfort zone, I think, this year. So they better get used to it, though. It's going to be a long night.
Back in for Sabathia's Mary Lukert and also Nicole Stahlbaumer. Schumann gets the screen from Stahlbaumer. 6:20 to go here in the first half. Lukert baseline, wraps it around to Wessel. Wessel left alone, shoots the long 2 and left it short. The rebound to Cassidy Corby. Thunder want to push it. They're pretty good in transition, but now we're 5-on-5 as the brakes were slammed on there across half court by CC. Over to Taryn Ganstrom, and now back to Corby. Thunder by 4 with the basketball. Lob pass to Ganstrom. Bounce pass back to Corby. Near side, it's lobbed to Mackey. Nemaha Central, 4 straight years at the state tournament. And winning the Big 7 League title along the way. Pass up top, Corby. Near side, Mackey. Wants to go baseline, beat Schumann, got bumped by Stahlbaumer, kicks the game from that to triple, and it's no good. Rebound tipped by Mackey, great job to keep it alive. Now Ganstrom and the Thunder reset things here. Huge crowd, a loud crowd, a rowdy and raucous crowd here in Sabathia this afternoon. 3 by Mackey, wipe it off. She made the triple, but the whistle first and a foul underneath. Trying to battle for a position, that personal is on Ella Larkin, and it's her second. Pretty big call there. Wipes off a potential what would have been 7-point lead for Nemaha Central. The market has to go out with 2 personal fouls. Russell takes a seat, and the Blue Jays bring Rhea Rinier back in after a real short rest. Joins Krebs and Stahlbaumer. Lukert out there along with Schumann. Krebs against Holthaus. Takes her off the bounce. Kicks it out to Lukert. Lukert drive shot over Ronnie now, so that's not easy. With a 6'2 long arm girl flying at you. Big basket by Mary Lukert.
That's great for the sophomore, too, getting some confidence going here. They're going to need some more scoring from her other than Minnie and Rinier.
Yeah, you're right. Role players in this game are huge. I mean, Rinier and Minnie probably going to score pretty good. You'd expect Corby and Roddinghouse to score for Nemaha Central. But, yeah, who are the role players that step up big today? Players that only average maybe 4 to 7 or so points per outing. Gamstrom bounces it to Corby. Tabitha still in the zone defense. 4:29 and the clock moving here in the second quarter. Thunder by 2. Corby kicks near side. A 3 by Holthaus in the corner. Back off the rim, no good. And Schumann gets the rebound. Actually went flying in for the tip that time, but she almost overdid it. Now fake 3 by Krebs. Baseline runner from 4. Missed. Rebound, Rinier back up and in. And we're tied at 9. Rinier's missed 4 free throws, but now has 4 points. Getting the offensive rebound and the timeout. For the first time tonight, this one called by Thunder coach Haddon Hilchin. We're nearly midway through the second quarter, and it's tied 9-9. We'll step away for a quick 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Sabetha High School 3A Substate Championship Saturday. Here's Corby dumping it down low. Tough catch. Holthaus able to get the shot up and miss. Rebounded by Sabetha. Blue Jays starting to win the battle of the boards a little bit. Got second chance points there before the Thunder timeout to tie this game 9-9. Schumann on the left wing, defended by Corby, into the lane. Stahlbaumer given room by Roddinghouse there at the high post. Schumann now has it, looks to drive out to Nicole, and now Leah, left lane line, gets to the basket and fouled. Leah Bridger can get on track at the charity stripe here to try to give Sabetha back the lead. This is only the second foul on Nemaha Central. Excuse me, no, they're the home team. I apologize. This is their fifth foul, and it's the second personal on Addie Holthaus. Free throw for Rinier, no good. Man, she's 0 for 5. So Ella Larkin and Addie Holthaus, two sophomores for Nemaha Central, each now have 2 fouls. 5 of the 6 fouls in this half have gone against the Thunder. Rinier tries again, a 6th free throw tonight. She's missed them all. Rebound by Roddinghouse. Still tied at 9. 3:20 left here in the half. Mackey setting up shop, dribbles to the left side, hands it back to Gamstrom. Both these teams feel like they've missed a couple opportunities, but the Blue Jays attempting all 6 free throws in this game, and missing them all has got to be a concern. Mackey outside, Gamstrom fakes right, passes left. Under 3 minutes we go here in the second quarter. Touch inside for Holthaus, out there with 2 fouls. Now they reverse it near side to Gamstrom. Sabetha shifting in that zone as they do so well. Great help. D now down though. Shot blocked. Rinier able to block it away from Roddinghouse. Here comes Leah. Able to wait for a guard and get it to Schumann, who holds it on the right hip and looks over to Coach Bauman. Another opportunity here for a lead change. With the game tied up, Schumann takes off to the baseline. Cut off nicely by Gamstrom. Boy, Taren was so good defensively the other night against Jeff West. Shut down Biltoff a lot of that night. Here's a shot miss, but Rinier got it. Blocked by Roddinghouse out of bounds. And even with Roddinghouse down there to protect the rim, Sabetha's doing a pretty good job of attacking, kind of taking it right at him. Roddinghouse has just 1 foul. They need to keep her on the floor. Schumann gets it in for the Jays underneath their own goal. Stahlbaumer now over to Lukert, a 3-point threat. This time she'll drive. And pass it to Stahlbaumer. Shot from the foul line. No good. Tipped, and Rainier's got another offensive rebound. She hits the floor, tries to keep the dribble. Scoops it out to Lukert, who drives baseline. Passes to Stahlbaumer. Big shot too strong off the glass. Rebound tipped into the hands of Corby. And Emaw Central pushes it ahead. Here's the lob. Holthaus turns, lost the handle, but she was fouled. On the floor, no free throws yet for the Thunder. Only the second, so that's a foul. But great job by Rainier just to avoid a travel there, not have to make Sabetha use his timeout. Stahlbaumer had a good look, but kind of rushed it a little bit. Aki will trigger it in. The foul was on Minnie Schumann, her first. Here's Holthaus. Sabetha jumps out at him on the perimeter. Holthaus now gets it back from Aki, top of the key. Hannah scoring 7 points per game. Didn't play against Sabetha. That's actually when the shoulder kind of went haywire again and couldn't keep it held in play. Corby in the lane. Shot blocked by Stahlbaumer. Well, that's about as straight up as you can be. The defense, Nicole Stahlbaumer's got a couple blocks here tonight, the 6 foot senior.
And both teams pride themselves on their defense, and especially we're seeing it in this game. Both teams only scoring 4 and 3 apiece in this quarter so far.
Here's a three by Rainier, and that's no good. Roddy now has rebound. Schumann almost picked up her second foul. She's a little slow getting back. The pass ahead to Gamstrom. The game's still tied at 9. Backy to Roddy now, near side Corby. Three players have scored for both teams. Mackey going to try a tray. This one, in and out, no good. Offensive board rips away. Stahlbaumer just takes it from Addie Holthaus. Pure strength. 45 seconds to go here in the half. Two fingers down on both the hands of head coach Nate Bauman. Schumann gets a screen from Stahlbaumer. Gamstrom gets around it. Now Schumann goes to the basket. A floater up, and it rolls in. Minnie Schumann, tough shot high over Rottinghouse. And the Blue Jays have the lead. Emaw Central at 9-5. And boys, they haven't scored in about 5.5 minutes. As Sabetha has scored the last 6 here in this second quarter. Now the Thunder going to hold for 1, down by 2. Blue Jay fans screaming defense. Back to Corby, 10 seconds left. Gamstrom back to Corby. Couple screens up top for her there. Flips it over to Gamstrom, a 3 with 3 seconds left. It's no good. Rebound Rainier. That'll take us to the break. Oh, a foul. Well, it doesn't matter. Only the 6th foul, so no free throws. But Cassidy Corby tried to reach in there and knock it free just before the break. First personal on Cassidy Corby. Only team foul number 6 on Nemaha Central. We got a ball game. 3A Substate Championship. It's Sabetha 11, Nemaha Central 9. And our halftime show is coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Come to Durland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're Carquest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. commercial trucks and big rigs, cars, trucks, and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into Halftime with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell with you here in Sabatha, where the Lady Blue Jays lead it 11-9 over Nemaha Central at the half. And why the band's not playing, I'll get your guys' quick thoughts. Just what we expected, a pretty close, competitive, physical, tightly contested game so far, guys.
Yeah, I was expecting more scoring for sure, but after watching Thursday night and seeing Sabatha for the first time in action, their defense was pretty stout. Then they shut Corby down, which I've heard she's very good, and she looks like she can find the holes, how to penetrate, and her passing's awesome, but they got to get some points on the board here.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing, Justin, obviously it's 11-9, and Kellen, you alluded to it earlier, both teams, the post play is going to be the key, I think, in the second half. And the biggest thing, and we've been talking about it, especially here in the break so far, is Sabatha. They've shot the only free throws so far, and they're 0-6, and that's Leah Rinier. She shot every single one of them. But we saw this the other night against Royal Valley where Sabatha, they just couldn't hit the free throws there at the beginning of the game, but when it got late and it came down to the end, Sabatha was the one hitting them. If both teams have to come to the free throw line and Sabatha starts hitting those, you have to maybe look at maybe Sabatha getting the edge in that department. But the craziest thing when you look at both of these teams is only one of them is going to make it to the state tournament, where a lot of people would say, hey, both of these teams should qualify for this state tournament this season, but only one of them is going to come out victorious, and we have 16 minutes left in this game to see who's going to get that spot.
The number two and the number three ranked teams in the entire state in Class 3A, but you're right, yep, only one of them will get the right to play a state quarterfinal game and hopefully advance to the Final Four in Hutchinson next week. This was a 6-5 Nemaha Central lead at the end of one quarter. The Thunder increased that lead on a 3-point shot by Hannah Mackey. They led 9-5, but I feel like it was pretty much about 6 minutes to end that half, and Nemaha Central did not get a single point as Sabatha scores the final six of this first half. And the Blue Jays lead it 11-9 at intermission. They tied it at 9 and then got the last bucket of the half. As here's the first half statistics presented by the Optimized Tax Management Group for year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return. Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side offering tax advice throughout the year. See member firms Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay Onner in Holton, or any K-Tax services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel in Whiting. So the first half stats, just three players score for both teams. The scoring is very minimal. For Sabatha, Melina Schumann has 5, Leah Rinier 4, and Mary Lukert 2. For Nemaha Central, Riley Roddinghouse has 4. It's 3 for Hannah Mackey and 2 for Cassidy Corby. Both teams hit 1-3. Neither team made a free throw, although Nemaha didn't attempt any, and Sabatha missed all 6, as Logan mentioned. The turnovers are 2-1 in favor of the Thunder. They only had 4 turnovers. Sabatha turned it over 8 times in the half. Fouls are a little bit different as well, as 6-2. 6 fouls on Nemaha, only 2 fouls on Sabatha. And for the Thunder, a couple of sophomores, Ella Larkin and Addie Holthouse, both have 2 personals here at the break. Our halftime score is Sabatha 11 and Nemaha Central 9. Full day of Substate Championship basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The next game on radio here on 92.1 KMZA will be in Class 1A, and that'll be the 1A Boys Finals from Centralia. Clifton Clyde against Frankfort coming up at 5 p.m. The game here in Sabatha will be at 5 p.m. on 103.9 KMZA. That'll be the 3A Boys Finals, Royal Valley versus Marysville. You can also listen and watch that one on the Sabatha channel at msesports.net. Also going on today at 3 o'clock, tip-off in a little bit for the Holton girls. It's their 4A Substate Championship game at Wamego. And the other game in 1A at Centralia going on right now has the Donovan West girls taking on Clifton Clyde. That game over on 103.9 KNCA. And at halftime, it's Donovan West girls 19, Clifton Clyde 18. So the Mustangs lead by one at intermission in that game. We'll continue to keep you up to date as our halftime score here, Sabatha 11 and Nemaha Central 9. Let's take the timeout. We'll get set for the third quarter and talk about keys to the second half here on 92.1 KMCA Seneca.
Easily send a gift in a jiff with Zelle. Community Express Banking now offers access to Zelle. Send money to almost anyone you know using an emailed address or U.S. mobile phone number. Send and receive money right from your online or mobile banking account at Community National Bank. It's a fast, safe, and easy. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. Available to United States Bank account holders. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SPX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
And we're getting set for the third quarter. One other score we wanted to pass along from an area team, actually two of them, in Class 2A boys. That game at 2 o'clock started. It's Valley Falls and Riverside, a rematch. Riverside won big earlier in the season, but it's at half. Valley Falls 29 and Riverside 21. So Valley Falls boys are leading in that one. Here we go, third quarter. Nemaha Central, the home team in Sabatha, because they're the number one seed. They're in their white uniforms here this afternoon. I'm Justin Fluke, along with Logan Bitterman and also Kellen Russell. And Nemaha Central will go right to left here for the remainder of this contest. It's an 11-9 Sabatha lead. Scored the last six, and Nemaha didn't score in about 6 minutes to end that first half. Reset the lineups presented by Holthaus Auto House. It is the starting five for Coach Hilchin. Gamstrom, Larkin, Roddinghouse, Mackey, and Corby. And Sabatha will continue to play a 2-3 zone, something that was very effective for them, of course, all season, but especially in that first half, holding the Thunder to just 9 points. They held them to just one made shot, a three-pointer by Mackey, and that was similar to when these two teams played in Seneca. Nemaha had a really struggling second quarter. Corby in the lane, and that went a little short, rebounded by Minnie Schumann of the Lady Jays. So that's in the road. Navy Blues will go from left to right. It's Schumann, Renier, Stahlbaumer, Krebs, and Wessel for head coach Nate Bauman. Stahlbaumer, top of the key. Sabatha, 8 turnovers and 0 for 6 at the line, but everything else pretty good. They rebounded it well. They defended well. Here's Stahlbaumer right at Roddy now. Shot swatted out of bounds. Foul trouble for Nemaha. Larkin and Holthaus each with 2. No other player has more than 1 for either squad here in this game. Streaming on the Sabatha channel, don't forget you can watch the action live with the video accompanying our audio at msesports.net. Here's a jumper. Goodbye, Leah Rinier. who now has a game-high 6 points as the Blue Jays score first here after halftime. Corby up top to Larkin. Back over to Corby in the far corner. Lob into Roddy Nouse, double-teamed on the wing to Mackey. 6:25 left to go here in the third. I mean, I feel like this one's going down to the final minute no matter what, but as we go less than like 15 minutes left in this game now, I mean, every possession becomes more and more important. Gannstrom, bounce pass in. Larkin will take the shot, and the bank, it spun out of there. That's a tough break for Nemaha Central. Schumann has it for the Lady Jays. I feel like it won't be too much longer either. Nemaha Central may go back to a full-court press. I think they got a couple turnovers off that. Sabetha up. Here's a runner by Schumann. No good, but a rebound by Wessel. Krebs up top to Renier. Fakes the three. Huge collision, and she traveled with it. Bumping into Ella Larkin. Little indecision there by Leah Renier. The ninth Sabetha turnover, but and the Blue Jays, as this game goes on, it seems like continue to get a bigger rebounding advantage. They lead by four. Biggest lead for both teams has been four. Nemaha led 9-5, and since that point, well, Sabetha scored eight in a row. There's a deflection by the Jays. Ball free, picked up by Leah Renier. Turnover number five on the Lady Thunder. Schumann will walk it ahead. Content to kind of slow the pace, and Sabetha's got to take care of the basketball. Schumann comes off the screen and gets it down low. She feeds Stahlbaumer, turns and has the shot partially blocked again by Roddy Nouse. Stahlbaumer then gets it back. Renier left elbow, jumper no good. Roddy Nouse rebounds. But again, seeing some of the best play this season from Stahlbaumer, just being so tough and strong down in the paint. 3 minutes gone by here in the third, and Wessel up in the grill a bit too much of Riley Roddy Nouse will be called for the foul. Even the apology to the officials not going to take that personal off the scoreboard is the first on Cameron. One of several seniors that were a part of Sabetha Lady J State Volleyball Championship team this year for the first time in school history. Trying to get back to the state basketball tournament for the first time since 2016. Roddy Nouse the lane says, hold that thought. A nice turnaround jumper, this time with the right hand, as Riley has her third field goal. 13-11, and that breaks a long scoring drought for Nemaha Central. Jumper missed by Renier off the window, and both teams haven't gotten any real kind soft bounces off the iron again here today. Roddy Nouse, Thunder Kintyre, take the lead. Schumann defending over there on Gannstrom as she steps out the bottom of that 2-3 zone. Stahlbaumer in the middle. Mackey working it up top. Blue Jay fans trying to give their defense some energy. Here's a Cassidy Corby three, and that couldn't quiet the crowd. A nice save-in hustle play, though, by Ella Larkin. It ricocheted off Minnie Schumann and out of bounds. The Thunder will keep the ball with 4:06 to go here in the third. 13-11 Sabetha, and Abby Russell in for the Lady Jays. Nicole Stahlbaumer going to get a breather. This will be interesting. I would think Nemaha may try to go more to Roddy Nouse now with Stahlbaumer out of there. Riley comes to the ball, gets it, defended by Russell, out to Corby. Corby struggling to get a shot off, now leans in and missed it, but it's tipped out by Schumann, and again, Nemaha Central will keep possession. 4 minutes gone by, only one foul, that's against Sabetha. Thunder underneath their own basket again, lob it too high over Roddy Nouse, but Corby retreats to get it. Passes it on the near wing, Mackey will dribble it and pass back to the top. Against the 2-3 Blue Jays zone D. Nemaha hit just one triple in the half. Here's a steal. Great defense by Wessel. Trying to beat Corby down the court, right side for the layup. Missed him in her follow. Shot, yes, plus one. Emily Krebs. And that's just a hustle play by Krebs to follow Wessel down. When she missed the layup, Krebs was there to get it. Scores for the first time and has a chance to add one more. Foul against Nemaha Central. Their first one of this half. And the free throw for Krebs is no good. The Blue Jays have still missed all of their free throws here in this game. Now all seven of them. Was that foul on Ella Larkin? She went out. It was on Hannah Mackey. Yep, just her first. Larkin did go out. End of the game for Nemaha Central is Holthouse. Blue Jays by four, again, the biggest lead for either team. Skip pass here against the zone. Holthouse left baseline, back on the wing to Mackey. Krebs right there with her. Mackey passes it over to Ganstrom, and now Corby in front of Coach Hilton and the Thunder bench. I think they would like to get Roddinghouse again more touches, but they can't get her involved right now on the offensive side. Everything's on the perimeter, and here's a timeout by Coach Hilton. I think he's seeing the same thing. So that's a zone defense is just preventing Roddinghouse or anybody for the Thunder getting touches right now on the inside.
Yeah, Rittner and Nicole Stahlbaum are both just taking over Roddinghouse, not letting her see the ball, not letting her numbers get to the offensive players from Emaw, just taking her completely away.
Timeout here, and we'll step away with 2:56 left in this third quarter. It's Sabetha 15 and Emaw Central 11 on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Kickhafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell back with you here in Sabetha. Emaw Central with the basketball. They've taken two timeouts now in this game. Sabetha's not taken any timeouts yet here today. So they have five remaining. Same lineup for both teams. Nope, Mary Lukert's now in for Sabetha instead of Wessel. Roddinghouse gets a touch, but falling out of bounds under the basket. Now a kick up top three by Corby. No good. And Rittner rips away the rebound. We had a horn sound accidentally. The clock stopped accidentally. And now play is going to stop purposefully to try to figure out what went wrong and reset things here. Again, Emaw Central struggling offensively, and I feel like the Thunder probably need to come with more full-court pressure.
Yeah, I would agree on that for sure.
Everybody talking it over, an official with each coach, and the third official, Matt Galley, is over at the scores table. So we had the buzzer sound. That's happened a few times the last few days.
The last 3 days it's happened because of the time on the clock.
And the clock wasn't running when it was supposed to be a few times. That was the case here again now. Confirming. Coach Nate Bauman saying, come on, take some seconds off there, would you? Up by four. Coach Hilton not real happy with the explanation he's getting at the moment either. So, I mean, what's really unfortunate about this is that it just kind of completely stops the pace and the either team trying to get on any kind of momentum swing or any kind of flow to this game when it comes to a screeching halt and we have such a long break. I mean, I think the officials are doing all they can, and it's not their fault. I mean, there's some kind of malfunction or something that's happened multiple times at the scores table that's got us into this predicament here the last few days. And they're still talking things over. And the clock says 2:53, so they took 1 second off of it, I think. But neither coach is real happy with the explanation that they're getting. Coach Bauman walks away shaking his head and wiping some sweat from his brow. And Coach Hilton White walks over talking to his team on the bench. And Sabetha's going to have the ball, still leading by four. With 2:53 to go as the clock winds here again in the third quarter. Krebs. Emaha man-to-man D. Holthouse defending her. Russell gets it against Corby. Pass to the right side of the lane. Rittner looks down low to Schumann. Oh, he had a pass or a shot. Missed it. Passed it out. Krebs three-pointer. No good. Schumann didn't even turn to look there. I think she had an opportunity to put that ball up. Bianstrom now Maggie. Holthouse to Corby. Roddinghouse still down low. Can they get her any touches? Sabetha's just focused on her in the middle of that 2-3 zone. Corby near corner. Here's a try by Ganstrom. Overshot in an air ball, but Holthouse gets the rebound. Holthouse kicks out to Mackey. Thunder get a little bonus possession here, still down at 5-4. Cassidy Corby. Yanstrom, a very patient possession here for Nemaha Central. These teams are both on pace for their season low offensive output of the year. Yanstrom, another three, straight away. Got it! Big shot, Taryn Yanstrom. Her 19th triple of the year and first points tonight, make it a one-point game. Rainier working against Corby, tightly defended. And now it goes to Krebs. Stahlbomber's waiting to check in. We're at 1:15 to play here in the third. Mary Luker through the lane. Pass over to Rainier. Russell sets a screen. Rainier shoots and scores. Foul line jumper good. And the first timeout taken by Coach Nate Bauman this afternoon. He'll take it with his team leading by three. Rainier now with a game-high 8 points. And it's Sabetha 17 and Nemaha Central 14. Four timeouts left for Sabetha. Three remaining for the Thunder. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
March is National Social Work Month. Every day, the nation's 680,000 social workers have tenacity and talent. They confront some of the most challenging issues facing individuals, families, and communities. They create solutions that help people reach their full potential and make our community a better place to live. We would like to acknowledge Krista Stahlbomber for her caring and support of our community and our patients at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell back with you here in Sabetha. 3A girls sub-state championship game, the winner advancing to state. 17-14 our score. Sabetha leading. The Thunder get a big three from Kamstrom, but then Rainier answers with a two-point jump shot at the other end. 1 minute, 18 seconds left. Only one foul on each team here in this second half. Near side, Hannah Mackey. Thunder moving right to left here for the remainder of the game. Corby, Gamstrom. Back in is Ella Larkin and Riley Roddinghouse. And the buzzer just sounded again and the clock isn't running.
Yeah, we
Doggone.
We were sitting here, Justin Kellen's running over here on the computer. It was at 59 seconds, so they put a minute 18 back up.
So about 20 seconds of game time should have came off the clock. Man. There's like a serious malfunction issue here. And you hate that because, again, it's just completely...
Kind of takes the fun out of it a little bit.
Deteriorating the game. So they have 63 seconds on the clock right now. Scott Berger over there. And I don't even think it's operator error. I'm not blaming anybody. I just think there's something with the clock. As many times as we've had this happen now, there's got to be something that's just not quite working 100% right for whatever reason. You guys had 59 seconds, huh? And they put 118, so yeah, that's pretty significant chunk of time, not just a couple seconds, which here in the third quarter doesn't matter, but if you kind of add up some of this time here at the end of the game, and I think even bigger than the time, I mean, how would you anticipate the players are right now, Kellen? I mean, is this just like a timeout, or is this like, come on, I'm getting frustrated here. I want to play basketball.
Yeah, definitely more so frustrated. You know, you're trying to get in the rhythm. It's coming down to the wire. Like you've mentioned time and time before, chance of the state champion, state title game, state playoff, and you know this kind of puts a huge chunk in your rhythm, and it's really, really not fun for these players. That's for sure.
Tough for broadcasters, tough for the scores table, certainly tough for the officials. I mean, it's out of their control, but they're the ones having to handle it, try to explain the decision that they're going to make because of it, and. So we offer to use our clock on the Sabetha channel. Nobody would be able to see it. That would not be good, but we could certainly help them out. See if I have any other scoring updates here. Certainly no finals yet. That Holton girls game just about to tip off at 3 o'clock down in Wamego. We'll have all the final scores on the MSCSports.net website, as well as some stories with those teams advancing to state. It's going to be so crazy for a lot of these teams that have to turn around and play their first-round state tournament game on Monday. The good news is for Sabeth or Nemaha, whichever team wins, they're going to have a home game no matter what on Monday in the first round of the state tournament because of their record, which is better than the other two teams playing in the sub-state that they're paired with for the first round of the state tournament. So both these teams will be home on Monday, or whichever one wins will be. So we've got 68 seconds on the clock. I guess we're going to try again. 17-14. Sabeth leads by three. Nemaha Central will have the basketball. I feel like I need to constantly watch that clock now. Corby to Ganstrom. I mean, I don't think it's given either team an advantage, is it? I mean, it's probably hurting both teams, although Sabeth typically plays a little slower, more methodical. Maybe Nemaha Central is a team that would like to play a little quicker, get into some rhythm, flow a little bit. There's a deflection from Sabeth, and they get a steal. Turnover for Nemaha Central, their sixth one of the game. Krebs over to Schumann. And now to Rainier. Sabeth content to spread it out here. Rainier says, I'm just going to hold it right here at half court. Unless you want to come get me, we'll head to the fourth quarter up by three. Close enough to start a five-second count is Larkin. So Rainier takes off with the dribble. Almost traveled. Out to Wessel it goes. Clock down to 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Schumann on the baseline. Mackey really getting right up with her defensively. And now we're down to 15 seconds to go. Rainier gets it again at half court. Coach Elgin screaming for Larkin to get up there. Larkin was worried about the screen set by Schumann, so Rainier shoots and missed it. Hit by Schumann, but it's a foul on Minnie Schumann. That's going to be her second. And Nemaha Central have 4.4 seconds to try to get up the floor and get a shot off. Sabeth going to apply a little bit of token pressure, it looks like, as they match up man-to-man now here. Mackey gets it, crossed half court with 2 seconds left, lets it fly, but not anywhere close, and we head to the fourth. Sabeth 17, Nemaha Central 14. The Blue Jays led by two after two, and they lead by three after three. We head to the fourth quarter after a one-minute timeout on 92.1 KMCA Seneca.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome to studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell back with you here in Sabeth. Blue Jays with the basketball. It's the start of the fourth quarter. 17-14. Sabeth lost the handle, but Schumann got it back. A three by Mary Lukert is no good. Rebound Cassidy Corby. Still a one-possession game. Here come the Thunder. Corby lobs it up the court. Deflected by Rainier. Schumann could not quite save it in as Nemaha Central will have the basketball. I felt like we saw Nemaha try to pick up the tempo there a bit on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Be interesting to see if they come with some full court defensive pressure as well. Lukert just checked out of the game. It's Stahlbaumer in the starting five out there for Coach Bauman. Corby shot over Stahlbaumer. No, but a foul. And Nicole's jaw just dropped and hit the floor. Somebody's going to have to go help her pick that back up because she is in shock. That foul was called, but it maybe wasn't even on her, was it? Yep, it was. Okay, her first. Two free throws here for Corby is pretty good, but it, man, went halfway down and coughed back up. 73% on the year. Again, the Rams unkind here in Sabetha. Corby's second free throw, good. 3 points for Cassidy Corby in this game. Brings the Thunder within two, and now a steal. Maybe a jump ball. Corby had tie possession there. And the possession arrow favors Nemaha Central. So a big Sabetha turnover, their 10th one of the night, will give Nemaha the ball underneath their own basket, down by two. Three of the four fouls against Sabetha here in the second half, and a foul on Leah Renier. That's going to be her second. Minnie Schumann has two fouls as well. The team's still a long ways away from the bonus. Nobody in any foul trouble whatsoever. Wessel back in. Luker goes back out. Corby. Skip pass over to Mackey. Ganstrom. Skip pass over the head of her teammate Holthaus. And it's about the basketball. Now here's the full court pressure for Nemaha Central. And this is what we expected. Luker comes back in offensively. So almost offense for defense. Substitutions here for Sabetha. Lukert offensively, Wessel defensively. This ball kicks over there near a cheerleader who used the pom-pom as a shield defense. Sabetha will inbound again against the full court pressure, leading by two. 7 minutes, 20 seconds left to go here in regulation. Sabetha went to overtime on Thursday. So Nemaha coasted. Here's a nice pass and a finish. Oh, a miss by Stahlbaumer, but her cleanup is there. Stahlbaumer gets a rebound and put back for the first point of Nicole Stahlbaumer's day. 19-15. Sabetha's rebounding has been pretty big as this game's gone on. Backdoor cut there. Backdoor cut for Ganstrom, and Roddy now didn't get it to her. Tarrant comes to get it top of the key. Again, neither team's led by more than four. Lob, tough catch, Holthaus, kick out. Ganstrom fakes the triple. Mackey's got it. Nemaha Central has made six shots in this game. Six field goals. They have 15 points with 6.5 minutes to go. Ganstrom, Holthaus near side, long skip pass over to Corby. Down to Roddy Downs, turnaround, jumper, yes! Over Stahlbaumer with the right-handed bank. Riley Rodinghaus has got to get her touches every time down the court. She's now got 8 points and a free throw pending. Foul number two against Nicole Stahlbaumer. Larkin interplacing Holthaus for the Thunder. And again, I feel like I've said it a million times, but when Rodinghaus gets touches, good things happen for Nemaha Central. The free throw again kind of rattled and then popped out. Nemaha's 1-for-3 at the line. Sabetha is 0-for-7. That's how hard it's been for all these teams to score here again today. 6 minutes to go as Renier has it at half court. Corby would come out to defend her. Thunder are man-to-man D. Renier drives. Nice pass. Stahlbaumer open. Jumper good. Banked in. All set up by Leah Renier, getting penetration into the lane. And Stahlbaumer finished that time without her own offensive rebound and putback. Sabetha by four. Mackey kicks out to Ganstrom, and now it's over to Corby on the right side in front of Coach Hilton and the Thunder bench. Cassidy hasn't been able to get much going to the basket against this 2-3 zone. She's only got one field goal tonight. Larkin, skip pass, stolen away by Minnie Schumann. Man, Minnie just baited up that throw. It looked like she was just kind of playing it there, waiting to jump and intercept the pass. Now Schumann leaves it back for Luker, who kicks it up top to Renier. 5:15 to go. Blue Jays have a chance to extend the biggest lead of the night. Charge foul! Renier can't believe it. Good job by Ganstrom. Minnie Schumann kind of throws her hand, tosses it at the official, and does this little fake fallback as we got a side forensics contest going on here at the moment as well. And another timeout. I mean, Ganstrom got there. You know, I don't know if there was much of a push off by Luker, but, you know, it's something that could go either way. And a timeout here by the Thunder, who trail by four. Coach Hilton wants to talk to the official here during this timeout. It's a full timeout, so we'll take it. 5:10 remaining in the fourth quarter. Sabatha 21, Nemaha Central 17 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
92.1 FM, KMZ.
Thunder out of a timeout. Attempt a three-point shot. Taryn Ganstrom on the wing. It's no good. Coach Hilton and Nemaha Central have only two timeouts remaining. Sabatha with the ball, leading by four. Schumann, Renier, Krebs, Stahlbaumer, and Wessel. Renier drives into the lane, gets a layup, missed it off the glass with Rodney now, his hand flying in her face. Now here comes Cassidy Corby for Nemaha Central. Flicks it over to Ganstrom. Down low. Open. Turning. Shooting. Scoring. Addie Holthouse with her first points of the night. Beautiful fast break there by the Thunder to cut the deficit in half. 21-19. Just over 4 minutes remaining. Renier double-teamed and trapped but bailed out with a foul. Little reach in here on Nemaha Central. And only their second foul of the second half. So they need to be aggressive. They need to get some fouls here in case they need to foul to get the ball back late. Second personal on Corby. Larkin and Holthouse also have two. For Sabatha, the only player with three fouls is Leah Renier. Scoring update going into the fourth quarter, the 2A Boys Championship at Valley Heights. It's Riverside 41, Valley Falls 35. Riverside Boys leading by six against Valley Falls. Into the fourth quarter there at the Valley Heights substate. Girls played late last night, played at the late game today. Nearly stolen away by Corby and a timeout by Coach Nate Bauman is Renier on the floor in a bit of trouble right there. The Blue Jays will call the timeout with 3:48 to go. And we'll step away as well. 21-19, Sabatha still with the lead here in the 3A Girls Substate Championship game on KFCA and the Sabatha channel, MSCSports.net.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
How long do you think it's called? Justin Fluke, Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell back with you here in Sabatha. It is 21-19, Sabatha with the lead, and they've led since halftime. They led by two at the break, and Nemaha's not been able to tie it or get a lead here in the second half. Both teams have obviously struggled offensively, but I feel like that's as much to do with the opponent's defense as it is with the ineffectiveness of either team's offense here this afternoon. 3:45 as we roll the clock here in the fourth quarter. Looker back out there. Stahlbaumer went to the bench. It was a good point Kellen brought up during the timeout. I don't know how long they can leave Stahlbaumer on the bench. She's been really good. Here's a three by Mary Lukert, and it's no good off the back iron. Rebound chased down by Mackey. Thunder Kattire takes the lead here. Hard screen set by Riley Roddinghouse. Then Mackey fell to the floor. So Sabatha wanted a traveler foul and get it. The Thunder turn it over. They throw the pass over the head of Ganstrom. Eight turnovers on Nemaha Central. Who is that? Krebs that just got knocked down by Riley Roddinghouse? I mentioned knockdown drag out during the break, and this one has been pretty physical. And now Nicole Stahlbaumer is back in for the Lady Jays. 3:20 to go. Sabatha still by two. Pass way up the court, tipped out of bounds by Holthouse. Good defense. They were trying to thread the needle clear up there to Nicole Stahlbaumer. And as much as I keep saying that Rodney now needs to get touches for Nemaha on their offensive end, I think Sabetha's going to maybe keep trying to work it into Rodney now. Krebs going to drive Rodney now, excuse me, to a Stahlbaumer. Here's Leah Rinier, left side of the lane. She dribbles, takes it at him, and missed it short. Rebound, Rodney now, from stumbling backwards. She's fouled. Everybody was holding their breath to see if that was a travel or a foul, and it's a foul, and that's going to be a one and one now. As Nemaha Central goes into the bonus, and maybe more importantly, a foul on Leah Rinier is her fourth personal. Coach Bauman still pleading with the official. He wanted the travel there as that ball was being pulled away by Roddy Nouse, taking a couple steps backwards. It's Roddy Nouse at the line for a one and one, and she made it. She has 9 points. Nobody else for Nemaha Central has more than three. Roddy Nouse has been the majority of their offense. She only averages 10 points per game. Looking for her 10th point here to tie us at 21. Seven fouls on Sabetha, four personals on Rinier. Second free throw, no good. Corby got the rebound, missed the layup. Roddy Nouse has it. It's blocked with a travel. That might be a makeup call. I don't know if she traveled. She barely had possession of that ball for a half second before trying to put it back up.
Yeah, a lot of bodies down there. It's tough to see that call, but
I wouldn't want to be an official here in the last 3 minutes, would you? I mean, you got big fan bases here on both sides, and every call is just monumental at this point in a one-point game. Foul here on Nemaha. It's going to be their third team foul, so they still have three freebies to give with only 2:53 left. And Corby might not want to pick up another. She's now got three. First Thunder player to get a third foul. Lukert hands it off to Schumann on the weave. She's one-on-one against Ganstrom. Minnie Schumann just 5 points in the game. Here's a baseline runner, no good. Rebounded by Corby. Thunder looking to take their first lead of the second half. Cassidy stops, top of the key, over to Ganstrom, and now the skip to Roddy now. She's up top, near side Mackey. Schumann gets over in front of her. Mackey dribbles across the lane and back out to Corby with 2:25 to go. 21-20. So that's by a point. Nemaha's not led since early in the second quarter. Ganstrom has it. Another patient possession here for the Thunder. Sabetha in a 2-3 zone the entire day. Corby out to Holthouse. Ganstrom over to Mackey. Dribbles, doesn't shoot the three. Ganstrom doesn't either. They continue to whip it. Now get it down, though. Double team. Roddy Nouse in trouble. Foul. And they say in the act. I want the ball left for him, but it's a shooting foul. I'm going to get two free throws. Riley Roddy Nouse is 1-for-3 at the line. Made 1-of-2 a moment ago. I'm going to get two here. The foul on Nicole Stahlbaumer is her third. 1:58 to go. Roddy Nouse again looking for point number 10 to tie it. And got it that time. 21 all. Dogfight. All these words that keep coming into my mind. I mean, this is fantastic. Just what we expected. It's been so tough for both these teams. And the second free throw misses again. So we're tied at 21. Sabetha hasn't scored in a while. Schumann out to Krebs, and a timeout by Coach Bauman. That'll leave both teams with two timeouts remaining. Coach Nate Bauman telling his girls to think here. 1:44 to go, and we'll step away. We're tied at 21 with under 2 minutes to go. The winner to the State 3A Tournament here on KMCA.
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suther Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Justin Flipback with you. Logan Bitterman, Kellen Russell as well. Sabetha High School 3A Girls Substate Championship game. Third meeting of the year. Sabetha the only team that's beaten Nemaha Central in the last 2 years. Schumann in some trouble. Almost walked, but got rid of it to Rinier. Rinier around the screen from Stahlbaumer. Back to the lane. Gives it back to Nicole. Sabetha with the possession here, and Stahlbaumer used the dribble. Now it's tied up on the deck, I think. Schumann down low there with Taryn Gamstrom, and the possession arrow going to keep it with the Lady J. I mean, you don't think Sabetha can hold it here for a minute 26, can they, for the last shot at this game tied? I mean, they might try. Nemaw's got three free fouls to give, so they got to be super over-aggressive right now defensively due to the Thunder. Just don't foul them on the shot. Schumann, Rinier, wide open, passes up the three, drives it at Roddy now. Shot blocked, Roddy now rips away the rebound. Great defense by Riley Roddy now. Corby near side to Mackey. Game still tied at 21. Thunder still haven't led in the second half. Now a timeout by Coach Haddon-Hilchin with 65 seconds remaining. I'm going to keep it here, give you guys a chance to tell me your thoughts with this one tied at 21. Eight fouls on Sabetha, three on Nemaw Centra. I feel like Thunder need to be more aggressive defensively. What else are you guys kind of looking at as difference makers here down the stretch?
Down the stretch here, I think for both teams, is getting the ball inside. Obviously, for Nemaw Central, it's getting it to Riley Roddinghouse, what she's been able to do inside against Sabetha. And the biggest fact there is the fact that Rinier has four fouls and Stahlbomber has three. So if you work it against either one of them and get them, either Leah to foul out or just Stahlbomber pick up her first foul, they have to be a little, you know, they can't be aggressive like Nemaw Central needs to be defensively. And as for Sabetha, we've seen it all game so far, especially in the second half. Leah Rinier, she's a post player. From DeKellen's point, she can handle the ball like a guard. So, I mean, you can get her top of the key, and then she can just drive in and either get it kicked out for a three-point shot or maybe get a foul down low herself for Sabetha.
Well, Nemaw Central has the ball with this tie game and 65 seconds left. And I think the Thunder may be a little bit patient here themselves because if Sabetha fouls, they're going to the line. And neither team's been great at the line. Sabetha's been 0 for 7 at the stripe here tonight. That number's looming larger, that stat, as this game finishes up. Corby going to hold it at half court. And if Sabetha will stay in the 2-3 zone, Nemaw just going to hold it for the last shot, which would be overtime or win. Perfect scenario here for the Thunder. Is Sabetha really going to let him hold for the last shot?
I think, like you said, with those fouls, they don't want a chance of 1-1 because they don't really have much trust in their offense right now. So they might just be playing for overtime here.
If you're Nemaw Central and you have not led this entire half, this is about as good as a situation as you could be in. Game tied, you're going to get the ball for the last chance with 30 seconds to win it.
Coach Hilton still has that one timeout in his pocket, too.
Man, Sabetha, Coach Bauman smiling, saying, all right, girls, let's defend. Here we go. Thunder going to put it in motion as Coach Hilton calls the play. Mackey comes to get the ball. 15 seconds left in regulation. Tied at 21. Gamstrom to Mackey. Back to Gamstrom. Ace the shoot. Mackey top of the key. Clock at 5 seconds to go. Mackey still holding it. 3 seconds left. Gamstrom has it. 2 seconds left. Corby's got it. And the buzzer sounds. No shot even attempted. In the last 65 seconds, no shot attempted. The Thunder held it. Boy, if you're Sabetha, you got to be ecstatic with making a defensive stand. You didn't even allow the Thunder to get a chance to win this game. They didn't get a shot off. I don't know if they didn't put it in motion, Kellen, in time or what, but everything was on the perimeter there.
Yeah, I think Bauman needs to thank this fan base over here for getting them pretty riled up. That was the loudest thing that's probably heard all year. And, you know, the coaches are yelling at them, and they start doing their offense in 5 minutes or 5 seconds to go. It's not a recipe for success there.
So we're heading to overtime, 4 extra minutes. It's the second straight overtime game for Sabetha, who's won 10 consecutive games. There's 20 wins and 2 losses. Nemaw Central, the Big 7 champs, 21-1. They are 45-1 over the last 2 years. One thing to keep in mind, too, as we go to OT, Leah Rinier has 4 fouls for Sabetha. So she's got to be smart. Donovan Westgirl's going to stay. Congratulations to Coach Perry Smith and crew. Donovan Westgirl's beating Clifton Clyde 44-33, so they're headed to state. Here we go, the extra 4 minutes, and the Thunder will start with the ball, and the clock doesn't start. And here we go again. Man, both teams get 21 points. Sabetha in regulation, 0 for 7 at the foul line. Nemaw Central didn't even attempt a free throw until the fourth quarter, and they ended up making 3 of 7 in the fourth quarter, so they left points out there as well. So they wind the clock to 3:54.
And one difference is the best that they've been in an overtime situation already here in Sub-State back on Thursday night against Royal Valley. So they've been here before.
And again, the clock did not start as the ball was inbounded and the Thunder had it. We're still tied at 21. Nemaw Central led 6-5 at the end of one quarter. Sabetha led 11-9 at halftime and 17-14 at the end of three. Nemaw won that fourth quarter 7-4 to force overtime. At 5 o'clock here in Sabetha, it'll be Royal Valley against Marysville. With hopefully some clock issues fixed by then. That game will be broadcast on 103.9 KNCA and the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. We'll get you a Riverside Valley Falls boys final in 2A. We just got it. Oh, 52-52 with 41 seconds left. So that game's tied. Could be going to overtime as well. Riverside Valley Falls. That's two former teammates, high school teammates of Valley Falls that are coaching against each other as they did earlier this season. All right, clock rolling. Here we go. Thunder basketball. Again, they still haven't led since early in the second quarter. And the Thunder may just hold this for the last 4 minutes of overtime. They may just hold it at half court for all 4 minutes of overtime and try to win it again with the final shot. Both coaches get a timeout in overtime, so now Nemaha has two, and Sabetha has three remaining. Sabetha's played 2-3 zone the entire day, and I don't think they really are looking to come out of it.
And I think it's, to both of you guys' points, it's the foul trouble.
I mean, it's just what they're comfortable doing. It's what they've been great at. It's why they've limited Nemaw to 21 points. Why would you do anything else? Nemaw's just baiting him. Coach is standing off. Coach Nate Bauman says, hey, just stand back. Don't even go. Don't worry about a five-second count. We're just going to stand here for 4 minutes of overtime. Has anybody seen this before in their life?
I can't tell you, Rev.
Not in an overtime, no.
You also have to wonder, because if you come out and try to guard him out there, you're expanding your defense. You could get an easy basket inside.
Well, you don't want to relax, even though you feel like you're standing there for 2.5 minutes almost. That is if the clock continues to run. Mackey just holding it at half court. Nemaw Central's not out of lead here in the second half. Rubber match between these teams this season. That's the head coach, Garrett Michael, the assistant, talking it over. And Coach Hilton just looking at the officials. I mean, this situation is best for Nemaw Central because, again, they're either going to try to win it or go to a second overtime. You want to have the ball last at the end of the game, and that's the position that Nemaw Central is putting themselves in. Of course, Sabetha can't call a timeout or anything here either. Only Nemaw can. Now Sabetha comes against them. Here we go with a minute 50 left. Now we're playing basketball. Folks were wanting a shot clock. We can't even get the real game clock to work in Sabetha. Minute 40 to go. Here's Corby. Sabetha man-to-man. Old Towns has it. And a whistle away from the ball. It's a timeout by Coach Haddon-Hilchin. Well, will Sabetha come back out in man? Because if so, Hilchin's going to draw up a play against a man-to-man. And they will score if they get the opportunity against man-to-man. I guarantee you. But if Sabetha comes back out in the zone, I think Nemaw's going to go to half court and hold it again and say, come and get us, else we're going to try to take the final shot again to win this game. You talk about cat and mouse.
Yeah. And Justin, just a quick update. Kellen was just showing me Riverside is going to overtime in that game.
So Riverside and Valley Falls boys going to overtime in 2A at Valley Heights. And we're in overtime here, tied at 21. Nemaw's had the ball for the first 26 seconds of this first overtime period.
When you think about what Nemaw Central did there, obviously we just saw it there at the end of the game, just holding the ball like they did. Even if this game would go to the second overtime, the one thing that would go against Nemaw Central is the fact that Betha would start with it in the next overtime period, unless we have a jump ball call here at the end of this one.
Well, let's see how they line up here. It's a sideline inbound for Nemaw Central on their offensive end, near side. The big key will be if the clock starts here once the ball's inbounded, because that's kind of been the problem, just getting it started. And Sabetha is man-to-man. Nemaw, nope, now they're 2-3 zone. Corby's got it left wing, and Corby will dribble to the top. It's about the back 2-3 zone, and Imam may hold it here for the final minute 20. Try to get a shot up to win it. I think Sabetha probably going to let him now. They're saying, yep, one shot. Need one rebound. He's trying to signal in some instructions here for his team.
And you got to think, if your coach, Dave Bauman, was a smart decision, because you were hoping seeing Imam Temple thinking, hey, man, let's get going, let's get a basket, maybe get a little greedy, maybe give Sabetha an opportunity.
Now Sabetha jumps at him with a minute to go. Corby, top of the key, almost slid the pivot foot. Over to Holthouse, to Roddinghouse at the high post. Riley out to Holthouse. We're down under 50 seconds to go. Here's Cassidy Corby against Emily Krebs. Thunder didn't get a shot off at the end of regulation after holding it for the final 65 seconds. Holthouse had an opening, but it curls up back out on the left wing. Now 35 seconds to go. So that's man-to-man. Roddinghouse got a screen. Mackey. Now Schumann recovers. Back to Holthouse, top of the key. Corby's got it. Game tied at 21. Nemaw Central's not had a lead in the second half. Sabetha, no fouls to give. Corby kicks it out to Holthouse. Holthouse over to Gansrum and the clock at 15 seconds and a timeout by Haddon Hilton. So now he's going to draw up another play to try to get a final shot here. Nemaha's had the ball the entire overtime possession. And we're still tied at 21. Eight fouls on Sabetha, so any foul would be a 1-1. Sabetha does not want two fouls. Even though both teams have not been good at the charity stripe here in this Substate Girls Championship game. Trophy presentation, post-game coming up. We'll pick a player to bank on from the Farmer States Bank in Onega. 16 seconds officially with on the clock. And I think if you're Nemaw Central, you probably want to try to put something together and get a shot off with maybe 5 seconds or so left. Is that kind of right, Kellen, to give you a chance for an offensive rebound, but not too much time for your opponent to go to the other end?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think maybe look for a skip pass and a steal from Roddinghouse for a two, and then hopefully get her fouled. One or the other, at least get a shot off here at the end.
So Nemaw had it for the last 65 seconds of the fourth quarter, and now trying to hold it for 4 minutes in overtime. Do you guys realize that's over 5 minutes of play basketball that Sabetha's not even had it on offense in almost 5 minutes of basketball? Here we go. Thunder again, trigger it in from the near sideline. Holthouse to Mackey. Clock down to 12. Mackey, extended defense by Wessel. Sabetha kind of in a 1-3-1 look. Here's Gamstrom with 5 seconds left. Thunder looked confused, but out of timeout. And a tie ball. Tie ball. Sabetha has the possession arrow. Emily Krebs gets an offensive tie-up. Coach Hilton was begging for a foul, but doesn't get it as the Blue Jays get a timeout called. So now Sabetha's going to have the ball for the first time in more than 5 minutes. The first time Sabetha will have the ball on offense since there was 65 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and now there's 3.5 seconds left in OT. And they're going to get it just on the backside of half court. So, I mean, 3.5 seconds, you got time for a couple dribbles, a couple passes to try to get a good look. And now Sabetha in the best-case scenario, because now they're thinking, you know, unless they throw it away on the inbounds, they're thinking we're either going to win it or go to OT, which has been the case for Nemaw Central here most of the last 5 minutes of basketball.
And if they do go to another OT, it's going to be Seneca Ball to start again.
Yeah.
So
we can see the cat-and-mouse game once more.
I mean, I'll sit here and do this till midnight if we have to. I'm fine with it.
Royal Valley and Marysville may not be, though.
Yeah, they're supposed to play at 5. Boys game here in Sabetha. That'll be over on 103.9 where the Jonathan West girls won earlier. Go ahead with now with that update with the Riverside and Valley Falls update. Just give it to us. What is it?
57-52 Valley Falls with 2 minutes left.
Valley Falls by 5 with 2 minutes left in that overtime. That's the 2A Boys Championship at Valley Heights. Here's Sabetha going to get it in. Krebs to trigger it in. Krebs looking. Gets it into half court. Rainier, ball knocked free. Rainier gets it. She shoots. She missed the bank. And the whistle sounds. Boy, that was the longest 3.5 seconds of my life. And it probably was for Coach Haddon Hilton as well. We're going to double overtime, and we are still tied at 21. Holy moly, don't go anywhere. We're back here on KMZA and the Sabetha channel at MSESports.net.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you want a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM. KMZA.
On to double overtime we go. Still tied at 21. People going to see this box score and not believe it. Because this few points and this many minutes of basketball, Thunder have it here to begin double OT. Top seed, 45-1 over the last 2 years. That 1 mile since Sebastian, February the 9th. Here's Roddy now, Salvo. Turnaround jumper, no good. Schumann has the rebound. Well, Thunder not just going to hold it for 4 minutes there. Sebastian came out and defended a bit. Well, these players ought to be well rested, right? We've been standing around, not doing much for quite a while. Now the Blue Jays set it up with Schumann. They had a chance on a long three there by Reniard to end the first overtime. Stahlbaumer wide open just inside the top of the key. Krebs goes baseline, passes it over to Schumann, who had a notion and now finds a wide open Wessel. Right side shot blocked by Roddy now. Out of bounds, so they'll stay with the Jays. 3:16 left to go. We're in double overtime. Still eight fouls on Sabatha. Still only three fouls on Nemoff Central. Leah Reniard for the Jays, the only player that has four. Scoot it in to Renier. Working against Holthaus. In some trouble. Double team. Puts the shot up and missed. Rebound. I think we got it over the back here on Sabatha. Might be on Nicole Stahlbaumer, which would be her fourth foul as well. Stahlbaumer and Renier both played a lot in the second half and in overtime with four fouls against Royal Valley. As this is the third overtime session now for the Sabatha girls team in the last two games. I don't know how I can ever do justice like trying to recap this game, as that is foul number 9. So it's a Cassidy Corby 1-1 here for Nemoff Central. I mean, so many little storylines within the big picture. Corby's front end 1-1. No good. So that's a 0-7 at the line. And Nemoff Central is now 3-8. So they missed 1-1 with... now under 3 minutes to go, and a little foul there on Cassidy Corby, and that's her fourth. Kind of trying to D it up on Emily Krebs. So Corby's got to be careful now, but still only team foul number 4 on the Thunder. And in defensively, here comes Mackenzie Henry that will replace Cassidy Corby. So they take her off defensively. You're not wanting her to get a fifth foul with 2:54 left and double OT. Inbounds to Renier on the far sideline. Ball just hasn't been at this half of the court forever. Here's Renier. Tough shot up and in, and the Blue Jays still haven't filled since halftime. They take the lead here in double overtime. And now a steal by Sabatha. Thunder lost the handle. Here come the Jays leading 23-21. At double digits now, Leah Renier with 10. Also 10 points for Riley Roddy now to lead Nemoff Central. Now it's Sabatha in control as they run the weave here and try to work the clock. Thunder still have two fouls to give. Schumann spins away, getting some screens, and now a foul on Taryn Ganser. Foul number 5 on Nemoff Central. Cassidy Corby coming back in, even on defense and even with 4 fouls, because you got to have your best player on the court with 2:15 to go in double OT. Wessel going to throw it in. She's out there with Stahlbaumer and Renier, Krebs, and Schumann. Yeah, remind those guys to kind of watch it a little bit. I got some text messages from people about Wasta when we had folks stand up in front of the camera in the final 3 seconds of the first overtime. And now we're under 2 minutes to go in double OT. On the Sabatha channel, live audio and video at MSCSports.net. Schumann. Thunder try to jump the screens. Schumann between a double team, and there's another foul. That's the last free one. It's going to be number six, team foul on Nemaha Central. So another one with Pinsabets at the line where they are 0-7 here tonight. Another foul on Gamstrimmer, second personal. Renier will throw it in on the far sideline. One timeout left for Nemaha, three timeouts remaining for Coach Bauman and the Blue Jays. Schumann comes to get the basketball. Now Gamstrom will go up to get her, but Taryn looks a little bit winded here at the moment. And I don't think Nemaha probably wants to foul now. Certainly not Schumann, even though the Blue Jays have missed all their free throws so far. Schumann dribbling it at half court. We're at a minute 35 left here in double overtime. Renier. Again, Gamstrom tried to jump the screen. Leah now picked up the dribble, gets it to Schumann, and fouled again. This time, Gamstrom picks up her third, and it's team foul number seven. And it's Benny Schumann heading to the line for a big one and one. Sabetha's 0 for 7, but Schumann's not attempted a free throw yet. 73% on the year, and she's going to get one with the Blue Jays leading by 2 points with a minute 25 to go. Renier's on the defensive end of Stahlbaumer. That's because they have four fouls. Schumann hit the front end of the free throw. Now she can make it a two-possession game. Schumann has 6 points. 24-21, Sabetha. Schumann flicks it up and hit another. Two big free throws by Melina Schumann. Makes it 25-21. Sabetha's match their biggest lead of the game for either team. Nobody's been up by more than four. Mackie looks it roll and picks it up at the timeline. Mackie bounces it to Gamstrom. 19 fouls on Sabetha. Sabetha does have the possession there if they get a tie-up. Holds house up top, Gamstrom. Thunder going to have to try to get something going here offensively. Corby down low to Roddinaus. Right back out, tipped by Wessel. And at the end of the Thunder bench, it's out of bounds. It'll stay with MC. 66 seconds remaining here in the second overtime. Corby, Gamstrom, Holthaus, Roddinaus, and Mackey. Starting five, nope, actually Larkin not out there. It's Holthaus instead here in the final minute. A double overtime. Mackey, three-point shot, far corner. Wow! What a big shot by Hannah Mackey! Pulls the Thunder within one. 24-23, and now a whistle in the backcourt as they foul Schumann. And Gamstrom has picked up four fouls here in a very quick amount of time. It's going to be a one-and-one again for Minnie Schumann. Nemaha Simpson just made their third three-pointer of this game. Sabetha's only made one. That was their first shot of the night by Schumann, who's at the line. Front end, one-and-one. And, man, cooler than the other side of the pillow. No problem. Schumann just pumping in free throws. This one to make it a three-point lead. 50 seconds left, and she got them both again. Nobody else you'd rather have at the line, right?
Not at all. But Schumann, last Schumann to go through Sabetha, they've all been great. She's just, it's just another product. She's awesome.
Timeout here. Let's take it with 50 seconds left. We're in double overtime. Sabetha 27, Nemaha Central 24 on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Lena Schumann has made four free throws here in double overtime as Sabetha leads 27-24 over the top seed, Nemaha Central. Both teams ranked in the top three of the state. Could easily and should be a game in the state tournament, but this one's just to decide who gets to go to state. Nemaha's been there the last 4 years, keeping Sabetha out since 5 years ago when the Blue Jays were there. Thunder with the ball. Mackey with a big three to Gamstrom. In the lane, Corby passed behind her, but she's able to get it. Dribbles left side of the lane, now down to 30 seconds to go here in double OT. A three would tie it. Corby thought about it. Schumann gives her a little room, and now the ball knocks free, and a whistle, and they say a kick. kind of hit the knee, it looked like, there, Minnie Schumann. So the Thunder will keep it. Still down three. And if they don't get a shot up here in the first 5 or 10 seconds, they're going to basically have to shoot a three, because a two and a stop is not going to allow enough time. Lob, Roddy now, tough catch. Out to Mackey, can't get off the three. Corby sets the screen. Gamstrom now down to 20 seconds to go in double OT. Thunder with the ball, down three. Over to Holthaus. Mackey in the corner, can't get off the shot. Holthaus shoots a three to tie. It's no good long. Rebound, Sabata. Schumann dribbles away. 6 seconds left. Thunder got a foul. Thunder got a foul. Thunder got a foul. 3 seconds remaining. And Benny Schumann and the Blue Jays are smiling from ear to ear. Only 3 seconds left, and Schumann's going to have a chance with a free throw to ice this game and make it 2 possessions. Not a great three-point look there for Addy Holthaus, but the bigger problem is Nemaw lost about 6 seconds there as they could not foul once Sabathia got the defensive board.
Yeah, I don't think Corby wanted to lose that fifth foul and go out of the game there, but then Mackey had to foul her. And like you said, 6 or 7 seconds off, pretty valuable here.
I mean, I get it. I guess if you're thinking maybe triple overtime, but
that's
you're not going to need the fifth foul on the bus ride home. 27 to 24.
And the problem is it's a three-point game with 3.1 seconds. So look, he's going to the free throw line for Sabathia, Minnie Schumann.
She's got to be pretty confident, making 4 for 4. Both times giving her team a lead with a minute 25 in double OT, and then again with 50 seconds left in overtime, she made 2 more. So the Blue Jays lead by 3. It is a 1-1. They didn't put it up there, but that was team foul number 9, I think, right? It still says 8, but yeah, that was team foul number 9. Not that it probably matters. Boy, Nemaw has out of timeouts now. It's going to be tough to get a shot up. Thunder, undefeated last year, 24-0. We're headed to the state semifinals before COVID canceled their season. Now Schumann with 1 free throw to maybe ice it. Only Blue Jay at that end of the court. She missed it off the rim. Roddy now 3 rebounds. Corby has it. Corby turns and throws it with one hand. It's short, and the Blue Jays have done it. The only team to beat Nemaw Hawk Central in the last 2 years. But now Sabathia's done it twice. And the number 2 seed on their home court wins the rubber match this year against their arch Big 7 Nemaw County rivals. Sabathia played defense for the final 65 seconds of regulation. Sabathia played defense for 3 minutes and 55 seconds of overtime. They got one shot in the end of the first overtime with 3 seconds left and missed. In double overtime, we play basketball, and the Blue Jays win it. 27-24 in double OT. Minnie Schumann with 4 free throws for the final points of this game. And Sabathia heading to state. They'll play here at home on Monday. Now with a record of 21-2 on the season. No high fives, no congratulatory handshakes. There will be a trophy presentation from Athletic Director Scott Berger. And we get to do this again at 5 o'clock. Royal Valley and Marysville Boys on 103.9 and on the Sabathia channel at MSCSports.net. Also coming up here on 92.1 KMZA, it'll be the Frankfort Boys won a sub-state championship game in Centralia. Nemaw Central Thunder, man, what a season. And it's got to be tough. 24-0 last year, didn't get a chance to finish. They didn't get a shot off, holding at the final 65 seconds of regulation. And then didn't get a shot, holding it for the last 4 minutes of overtime either. Sabathia got a jump ball. And the Blue Jays now get their sub-state championship trophy for the first time since 2016. They're heading to state. We've got post-game plus a former State Bank of Onega player to bank on and check of the final stats all coming up, plus another sub-state championship basketball game yet today. Boy, that was phenomenal. Going to allow some pictures, team pictures for both these teams. And Nemaw Central girls ending their season 21-2. So they go 46-2. The last couple years, but are denied a 5th consecutive trip to state. Sabathia will be home here on Monday night at 6 p.m. And we expect to be able to broadcast that one and have it for you here on the Sabatha channel at MSCSports.net. We'll figure out a radio station perhaps to get it on as well. Let's take a break right now and catch our breath back to wrap it up with the post game straight ahead on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
And we're back here on the post game with the double overtime Substate Girls Championship. Be Outdoors Real Estate, our post game sponsor. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, agricultural, and commercial real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. Hey, if one of you guys want to go down there and ask Coach Bauman, or if he wants to bring a senior girl or two up here, I'd love to do a couple interviews if we have time. If you want to go ask him and check on that, as the Sabatha girls do defeat Nemaus Central by the final score of 27-24. Man, I have to go back quite a few years to find the time that Nemaus Central didn't have a basketball team going to the state tournament. They have been a staple there in Hutch, no doubt about it, including the last four seasons for this girls team coached by Haddon Hilchin. And they had opportunities. They never led, though, after the early part of the second quarter. They were ahead 6-5 going into the second quarter. But Sabatha took the lead there and had a lead of 11-9 at halftime. And as it turned out, Sabatha never trailed the rest of the night. In the second half, they were up 17-14 at the end of the third quarter. They were tied 21-21 at halftime. Again, Nemaus Central held it because Sabatha had played a 2-3 zone since the opening tip. So they were in a 2-3 zone at the end of regulation. Nemaus held it at half court for the last 65 seconds, and then eventually they couldn't get a shot off. I mean, they ran out of time before they could get a shot up, so we went to overtime. And again, Sabatha came out in a 2-3 zone, and Nemaus Central held the basketball for over 2 minutes. And Sabatha D'd up for about 20 seconds in a man-to-man in the first overtime, and then Nemaus called a timeout, and then they went back to a 2-3 zone, and again, the Blue Jays trying to hold for the final shot. Sabatha didn't get an offensive touch or a possession in the four-minute overtime period until there was 3 seconds left as Emily Krebs forced a jump ball, and then Sabatha missed a three-pointer at the end of the first OT. It went to second overtime, and again, Nemaus Central had the ball, and again, they would actually not really milk the clock much in that double OT. It was pretty much both teams going at it most of the double overtime. Sabatha, though, took the lead in the double OT and never gave it back. They got a bucket from Leah Renier and then four free throws by Melina Schumann, two with the minute 25 to go and then two more with 50 seconds left. Hannah Mackey hit a three-pointer, but Cassidy Corby missed the front end of a 1-1, and the Thunder unable to get much of a clean look. They did have a potential tying three by Addie Holthouse, kind of guarded on the right wing. But then several seconds went off the clock before Sabetha missed a one-and-one free throw with 3 seconds left. And Emaw had only a one-handed three-quarters length heave before this game went to final. Sabetha 27, Emaw Central 24. Both teams are 21-2 as the Thunder season ends. And it's the Sabetha girls who will play Silver Lake. So Kyle Porter, it took a couple of Roll Valley teams to 3A state, won a state title with the Panthers, now at Silver Lake. And his Silver Lake girls upset Riley County. So Silver Lake will be here at Sabetha at 1 o'clock for the girls' opening round of the 3A state tournament on Monday night, 6 p.m. And Sabetha, of course, beat Silver Lake pretty handily. Logan, you were there earlier this season. It'll be a whole other ball game on Monday, as we've seen. You know, anything can happen, but they had a pretty good game down at Silver Lake earlier this year.
Yeah, and you got to think that one was on the road at Silver Lake's place. It's going to be the first round of the state tournament, and it's going to be here in Sabetha. So Sabetha obviously going down there and taking care of business the way they did at Silver Lake. With them coming up here this time around, it's going to be a lot different.
In the final, 27-24, going to have a couple quick interviews with a couple of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jay players. I'll start with Leah Renier. Leah, I think we got to do this whenever you got to go to the state volleyball tournament earlier this year. Now you're going to the state basketball tournament. Tell me how this feels.
It's amazing. It's just as amazing when we did it for volleyball as it is this time.
Tell me about, okay, I want to go back to the last 65 seconds of regulation and then the majority of the first overtime. You're on defense that entire time. What's going through your mind as Nemaw's just trying to basically hold it for the final shot of the game?
The entire time I was thinking, well, they're just scared of our defense right now, and we're just going to keep walking down and just do whatever we can. If they end up tossing up, because they're eventually going to, we can get the ball back and make a score.
You played 40 minutes of basketball here today, and you only gave up 24 points to Nemaw Central. What made your defense so good again today?
Just staying together, being sure we're talking all the time, and just keeping together, not letting the ball just go to an open spot. We just kept everything covered and played our defense like we normally do and we have done all year.
Phenomenal job. You did get the three-pointer there at the end of the first overtime that didn't go, but what kind of changed in the second overtime? When did you start to feel like maybe things were going in your favor there and feeling a little more better about the outcome?
When we got the ball back, and Minnie knocked out a couple free throws, and that really changed the game. They were flustered, and we were kind of just calm and steady because we had the lead, and they were just right behind us, and so it was just right then and there I knew that we probably had this in the bag.
As a senior, Leah, you went and won state volleyball for the first time in Sabetha history. Now you get to go to state basketball for the first time in your high school career. Just tell me about the emotion of what you're feeling right now and what this opportunity means, that I'm sure you're hungry to do more now next week.
We've been wanting to do this since we were in middle school. We had won back-to-back undefeated league championships, and we, right then and there, we said that we wanted to go to state our senior years and junior years and just win. That's what we wanted to do. So
got the win today. A tough one in double OT. Leah, congratulations. We'll see you on Monday against Silver Lake.
Thank you. Oh, Silver Lake won?
Silver Lake upset Nemaw, or upset Riley County. So
okay.
They're coming to your place here on Monday. I'm sure they'll be out for revenge. So.
Yeah.
Be ready for that one. Now we have Nicole Stahlbaumer on the mic as well. Had another big game. And Nicole played a lot of minutes today. But I want to ask you about your physicality, because you just seem to be stronger and more physical with the ball today. What was this game like to you, and how was that physical play so important?
It just really came down to this has been our dream, and I was going to do whatever it took for me to get there. And if that meant being stronger, then I was going to be stronger.
You had a tough matchup tonight. Of course, Riley Roddinghouse and some good post players for Nemaw Central. But, man, it was just a physical battle. What did you feel like was kind of the difference? What are you most proud of from the way your girls played today?
I think it's just our chemistry and coming together and just staying focused. And even the last start of overtime, we just stayed together. We stayed in our defense. We were locked in, and I think that just made the difference.
I mean, at any point, were you worried about losing this game?
Be
honest. I mean,
I was a little nervous at the beginning when it was really slow, but then I was like, we have this.
You had a huge night rebounding the basketball, a couple of huge putbacks there in the fourth quarter, Nicole. And now, you know, kind of like the volleyball team did, I guess, but you got a quick turnaround Monday. I mean, I know you want to go celebrate this, and everybody wants you to celebrate it, but this year's so weird with the state tournament. What's it going to be like now with, like, one day of practice and then playing the state tournament here on your home court on Monday?
I think we're going to be ready for it. We had a lot of quick turnarounds throughout the end of the season, so I think we're ready to lock in and achieve our dream and our goals.
Good luck. Congratulations, Nicole. And Leah Rinier, and we're going to get Coach Nate Bauman on the microphone as well here. Sabetha girls win it 27-24 over Nemaha Central. And, Coach, I don't know exactly the strategy, but all that matters is that it paid off and you won this game, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure I know the strategy either. I need a little help on offense, obviously. But, no, the girls are just, you know, we felt like when they were holding it there in overtime that, hey, we didn't sub a lot of girls, so we needed the break. And what we do best is our zone defense. So, you know, they wanted us to come out in man, I'm sure, and try to dribble around us. So we thought we'd hold off a few minutes, and then we could go to it. We did practice man against them. We haven't played it against them all year, but I knew we might need it at some point. And we worked on running on defending their offense for a couple days. So, yeah, when we had to do it, we did it and came away with it.
In a double overtime, you turn it on, and after going 0-for-7 in the first 36 minutes of this game from the foul line, you're probably pretty excited to see one of your seniors, Minnie Schumann, going up there to the stripe.
Yeah, the girls, I think, like these exciting games because we could have made it a little easier making some free throws. But, yeah, you know, I would have been okay if Leah got fouled there at the end. They were wanting to foul Leah and didn't get it done. But just those two, the ball in their hands is what I want. And I let them make the decisions then on if they think they have a shot, then shoot it. If they think it needs to go somebody else, then do that. But they've been in the trenches for so many years in so many sports now that I just trust them to make those decisions. And I would have been just as good with Leah there, but I was definitely glad to see Minnie knock them down.
I saw Alex McAfee come over and congratulate you after the game. You were part of some state tournament teams with him. But this is your first time as a head coach, and it's been 5 years for the Sabetha girls now trying to get back since 2016. Does it feel a little bit different, or what does this mean to you, especially on your home floor against your county rival, to beat Nemaha and now go to state here this year as the head coach?
Yeah, you know, Nemaha's a fantastic team, fantastic program, fantastic coaches, and it was quite a battle there of stubborn wills, too, I think, with coaches. But, you know, so to beat them is great anytime you can do it. But really what made it special this year is just a weird year. Just to have people in the stands and the atmosphere was amazing for our two games here. So to be able to do that, I know, gave our girls a lift and made it really feel like a sub-state championship. Earlier in the year, I was afraid we wouldn't get that feeling even if we did get it. So, you know, and Coach Mack has helped me a bunch. I called him after our last game against Hiawatha, and I said, all right, I need you to do a little film work for me. Watch our Royal Valley, watch our Nemaha, and tell me what you see. And we had a sit-down session that Wednesday, and he came with a notebook full of stuff like you know he would, and we went through a bunch of that and gave me some good stuff to help. So it's he's still a part of this, and so I appreciate that he's willing to do that. You know, me as a head coach, whatever. Like you said, I've been there before as an assistant, so that doesn't really matter, but I'm just happy for them to get to go again.
Last question, and I almost feel guilty about asking you what's next because I want you to enjoy, certainly, the sub-state championship, but let's face it, what's next is less than 48 hours away. You're going to be here on Monday hosting Silver Lake. I guess at least it's the team that you've played, maybe you're familiar with, but I'm sure the quick turnaround and you're expecting another dogfight, but how cool to play the first round, I guess, of the state tournament. I mean, I'd rather be in that. You probably would too, but
yeah.
At least it's here on your home floor, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun. I've never been a state game hosted at Sabetha as far as I know, so we'll get to do that. And you know, Kyle's actually a cousin of mine, and so we share a lot of notes throughout the year, and you know, I'm kind of regretting that we shared some of those notes now, but I knew they were playing a lot better, so that doesn't surprise me that they pulled that off. So yeah, you know, we do have a little bit of a scout on them. We'll need to watch some of their more recent stuff, and we'll be staying here tonight to do that, and working all day tomorrow and have a practice tomorrow night, which we've already had planned, and then we'll be ready to go on Monday.
Awesome. Coach, congrats, man. Heck of a game, heck of a win. Go enjoy it, man. We'll see you on Monday.
Thank you. I appreciate all you guys do.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha Lady Blue Jays, victorious in double overtime over Nemaha Central today, 27-24. We owe you the final stats real quick. Need to wrap these up. As for Nemaha Central, their season ends at 21-2. Again, repeated as the Big 7 League champs. Coach Adam Ilchin surpassed 200 wins in his 11th year as head coach this season. They started the year 15-0. This team showed some grit, and they were determined after going 24-0 and then COVID canceling their season before the semifinals at state last year. They won that Top Gun Classic again with some phenomenal basketball games against really, really tough competition, and some of those in comeback fashion. And hadn't lost since this about the game, of course, on February the 9th. Thunder tonight get Riley Rodinghouse with 10 points. Hannah Mackey scored 6. Cassidy Corby just 3. Taryn Ganstrom 3. Addie Holthouse 2. Again, our offense hard to come by for both these teams here tonight. And Nemaw hadn't attempted any free throws until the fourth quarter, but they kind of struggled as well. I mean, we talked about Sabata, 0 for 7 at the line through the first four quarters and the first overtime. But Nemaw struggled at the line tonight as well. They had some opportunities there, but they're able to make just 3 of 8 free throws in this game. 3 of 8 for Nemaw Central from the free throw line. They ended the night with 10 turnovers. So about that 11 turnovers, here's the stats for the Lady Jays. They were led by Leah Renier with 10 points. Melinda Schumann got 9 with 4 free throws in the final minute and a half of double OT. Nicole Stahlbaumer, who like Leah Renier, we had a great interview with here in our post game. Nicole Stahlbaumer scored 4, but they were big ones in the fourth quarter. The only points that Sabata got in that fourth quarter to get us to overtime at 21. So Stahlbaumer with 4. Emily Krebs had 2. Mary Lukert had 2 points as well. Sabata girls now 21-2 at state for the first time since 2016 at home on Monday, as they will host in a rematch against Silver Lake. Kyle Porter brings his Lady Eagles here to Sabata, 6 o'clock on Monday night. Logan, any final thoughts from you or thoughts on a player to bank on as we wrap up this broadcast and get ready to do it again at 5 o'clock?
Well, the biggest thing is I hope the boys' game is as well as this one was coming up at 5 o'clock between Marysville and Royal Valley. But also, as far as the player to bank on, you heard Nicole Stahlbaumer, you heard Leah Renier, and you heard Coach Nate Bauman talk about it. I think it has to go to Melinda Schumann. She wasn't the highest scoring Lady Jays. It was Leah Renier who had 10, Millie only had 9. But those 4 free throws in overtime and double OT is what helped Sabata secure the win and helped them go on to the state tournament.
You know, I'd almost forgotten, but I was reminded by Ryan Noel, who was here a couple nights ago. Minnie Schumann went 4 for 4 against Royal Valley two nights ago in overtime at the free throw line to help them win that game by 3. And then they go to double overtime and win by 3 here tonight against Nemaw Central. Sabata girls have won 11 consecutive games now on the season. From the free throw line, told you they were 0 for 7 going into double OT at the free throw line, and then Minnie Schumann made 4 of 5. She missed a 1-1 with 3 seconds left. It turned out not to matter, as Sabata had enough for the win, 27-24. Again, a quick little look ahead to what's coming up next as we just pass over 4 o'clock here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Coming up later at 5 o'clock here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca, it'll be 1A action at Centralia for the boys' sub-state championship game between Clifton Clyde and Frankfort. You'll have to flip over to 103.9 KNZO, though we'll also have the live video with our broadcast on the Sabata channel at mscsports.net, as it'll be the Royal Valley boys taking on Marysville, 5 o'clock here in Sabata. That'll be on 103.9 KNZA. The Sabata girls playing right now against Wamego in their sub-state championship at 3 p.m. after the Holton boys won their sub-state championship at Wamego last night. They're headed to state Monday at Miege. Holton girls playing at Wamego currently. And then a couple other scores from earlier today, just in case you missed them before we sign off, as it was Valley Falls boys winning in overtime over Riverside, 68-58. So the Valley Falls boys win in overtime in the 2A Valley Heights sub-state. Valley Falls boys will host Wabunsee on, that should be Tuesday, I believe. The Silver Lake girls upset Riley County, so that's why Silver Lake is coming here to Sabata. Also, the Donovan West girls heading to state. That's the first time in school history. Donovan West girls will have Little River in the first round of state next week, as the D-West girls won it today at Centralia. They beat Clifton Clyde 44-33. Man, I think that's about all we got. Holton girls were down early, 11-3 over against Wamego. I haven't seen anything since then, but I think that's all the final scores that we have from the action here so far this afternoon. Again, more games coming up at 5 o'clock. Follow them all online and free worldwide with our sports website, mscsports.net. Holy cow, that was fun. Sabata 27, Nemaw Central 24. These two bitter rivals, just 1 year maybe. Keisha could throw them a bone and put them in a different sub-state, but we're obviously asking too much for that. So it's Sabata that goes to state this year on the girls' side. Congratulations to Coach Nate Bauman and crew, and for Haddon Hilchin on a great season for the Lady Thunder as well. Until 5 o'clock, we got more championship sub-state basketball coming up for Kirk Kilman and Logan Bitterman and Kellen Russell. This has been Justin Fluke. We'll see you in a bit, everyone. Catch your breath. Thanks for listening.